Well, at least you're honest about it, but that's the way it is in oncology nowadays. So let's try to run through some clinical scenarios, Hope, just to sort of separate out the issue of triple negative and ER positive, HER2 negative. So we said, first of all, you have a patient who has a BRCA germline mutation with triple negative disease presenting de novo. So actually, you see platinum-containing chemo. That makes a lot of sense. You see olaparib. I'm curious, Hope, what you think about that option. But you also see sort of the ovarian model that, you know, maybe general oncologists are used to, but I don't really think has been tested with breast cancer, which is chemo followed by maintenance olaparib. Actually, some people say chemotherapy combined with olaparib. So Hope, can you kind of dissect out the way you think this through?
Well, I would definitely say that chemotherapy combined with olaparib is the wrong choice, because olaparib at the standard dose that we use with chemotherapy causes too much bone marrow suppression. Then you see these people whose platelets just never recover. So you don't want to do that. But I think in a patient like this who has de novo disease, comes in with metastatic triple negative disease, they usually have a fair disease burden when they come in the door. So I think most of us would start with a chemotherapy-based regimen. I actually think that it's a very appealing idea to consider a PARP inhibitor. I'm interested in what thinks about it, you know, just in the whole concept of thinking about ovarian cancer, that you could use olaparib as, or whatever approved PARP inhibitor we have, as a maintenance after an induction chemotherapy, because, you know, these people, they get so tired of being on chemotherapy, it's very appealing to think of something as maintenance approach. So I like that approach. I probably wouldn't use olaparib alone up front in a patient who'd never seen chemotherapy before and presented with sort of, you know, locally advanced and metastatic triple negative disease.
So Mark, I was really curious to see, you were the only person on the panel who said olaparib up front.
So it's not the indication, right? The indication is after anthracyclines and taxanes, but there's kind of reason to think that prior chemotherapy exposure is going to promote resistance to these types of therapies by selecting for HR proficiency. And it's kind of circumstantial reasoning down a number of different lines. And I mean, there's no a priori reason in my mind why having had an anthracycline and a taxane beforehand would make you more likely to respond to olaparib than it was in the trial setting.
Okay.
So given the fact that I think all of us who've used the drugs have seen pretty significant responses and the time to response is pretty much the same, et cetera, I don't have any problem using it in a de novo setting.